Hello everybody, my name is Oma. Today I'm going to be talking to you guys about how to take care of yourself now that the COVID-19 is currently roaring around the world. Now, COVID started in China, in a city in Wuhan, China, and has since spread to most cities of the world, leaving a lot of people at home, socially distancing themselves, which is extremely advisable. But now that it's here, how do you take care of yourself? So I'm going to leave in some few tips that can help you throughout this whole process, and hopefully by the end, before 30 days or so, we'll be rid of this fear and uncertainty hovering around the world. So the first thing you want to do is always personal hygiene is key. You want to take care of yourself, because if you can only take care of yourself, how can you take care of people around you? So please, personal hygiene is critical. Wash your hands, wash your body, have your bath. Cleanliness, guys, is next to godliness. The second thing you want to do is always carry you a hand sanitizer. Make sure you're washing your hands more than you talk. Every 10 or 5 minutes you have a wash bowl. When you use the toilet, whatever you do, please wash your hands. You want to protect yourself. While you have your hand sanitizers, make sure that you're also sanitizing things that you carry every day, like your credit cards, maybe your pass cards, like your bus passes, whatever it is, your cards, you want to sanitize them. ATMs, your debit or credit cards, your mobile phones, power banks, cords, AirPods, whatever it is, you want to sanitize it. If you're using laptops consistently, you want to also just rub a clean towel, a clean wipe that you have sanitizer on, just over it, just to protect yourself. You want to maintain a safe enough distance between you and whoever you're communicating with. Anybody who has shown signs of sneezing, coughing, whatever, you want to keep a good distance with the person. Please take care of yourself. Three also is, do not share objects. And I know, understand that a lot of people will not tell you this, but it's really important that you don't share objects. What I mean, sharing things, for example, cups, spoons, plates, whatever it is, because the virus can last up to 24 hours or more than a day on objects. So you want to ensure that whatever you're using, it is yours and can be easily disposable. If you are not close to a place where you can take it home and recycle it or rinse it or wash it out, if it's something that you can just use and dump immediately, please do it. You don't want to expose yourself in any way, shape or form to things. If you've been in environments where people have been discovered to have had the disease, please go to a hospital where you can take a test to see where your status is. If you don't have that, quarantine yourself, protect yourself, keep yourself away from people. Five, please guys, do not hoard all the products in the supermarket. If you decide to protect yourself and you leave every other person from protecting themselves, you are not protecting anybody. Because just because you're protected and every other person is not protected, especially people that who might be carrying the virus or holding the virus in their body without knowing, you can still contact the disease from them. So please do not take everything. Take what you need and leave the rest, so that every other person can also protect themselves from you. We all need to do our part to make our world stronger. Hopefully, the government, various countries, communities are doing all that they can with the resources that they have to help curb this virus and this infection and disease from spreading. You need to do your own part by protecting yourself and everyone around you by first abstaining from people you need to keep a good distance. Don't go out in public places, avoid public places, stay at home, you know, just try as much as possible not to do all those things. And finally, guys, stop putting your hands on your face. Don't put your hands on your face, on your nose, in your mouth, anywhere. These are easy access points where the virus can get into your system, and immediately they get into your body, they hit the throat, and then they attack the lungs. So you want to remain protected throughout this period. I hope you guys really take all of these tips really seriously. We are trying as much as we can to spread the word and to protect everybody. Please take care of yourself and everybody around you. My name is Oma. Yeah, see you in the next one.